Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for September 7th, 2013. And it's my great pleasure to be interviewing David Christopher Lewis today. Over the last 6 years of archived shows on Cosmic Love, I've had David on the show about four times. And since David lives locally, I've attended about as many of his events, ranging from weekend conferences to Sunday services. So I've come to know David as a mystic, a poet, a music composer, and messenger of the Ascended Masters. And personally, my experience is that David is the real deal, and he represents largely the what I would consider the Holy Spirit frequencies of the Divine Mother, the Aquarian dispensation that brings the Piscean Age into more balance with the Divine Feminine energies. David is an accomplished singer and songwriter and has published 7 devotional music CDs. And I'll never forget having David on Cosmic Love December 19, 2009, right before Christmas, when David gave a spontaneous singing dictation from Mother Mary that knocked my socks off. And that was transcribed by David's organization, the Heart Center. Then they had the choir sing that, and that song is now on their website at the Heart Center. You can listen to us. And so that's been my experience. David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Christopher. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're about to do a book lecture tour across the country. And I guess that's, how many places have you got scheduled, or what's your agenda for that?
Well, we're going to 26 cities in 21 days. We start in Colorado to go to Boulder and Westminster, and then we go to Denver. Then I fly down to Arizona, go to Tucson and the Phoenix area, then down to California and Southern California and San Diego, and then up all the way through California to Mount Shasta, and then we go to Seattle and then back to Portland for a couple days and then home.
Wow, that sounds like a whirlwind tour, and it's, you've got the human aura going with you.
Well, the whole book is about developing a divine aura, so hopefully my divine aura will be accompanying me.
Well, I hope it accompanies everyone that attends your events, because there's a lot in that book. This is I got my copy here in front of me. Actually, this is my second copy. Got one I want to mark up because there's just a lot of stuff in here. I've been kind of following a lot of your teachings over the years regarding different aspects of cultivating, you know, light in the chakras and the aura and different disciplines. We can go into that a little bit. I think that's probably one of the things listeners are most interested in is different practical applications of that you can focus, for focusing on the aura, right now in their homes. And I'd like to go back and forth with that. You've got so many gold nuggets in your book regarding this. And my philosophy is it's a gold mine if you mind it. And I'd love to focus on that a little bit during the show.
Sure. Well, the book is titled Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, How to Charge Your Energy Field with Light and Spiritual Radiance. And it's imperative that everyone understands that they have this beautiful auric field, and we can cultivate it, expand it, and use it as a resonator to help the earth, to help our fellow man and woman, and to bless elemental life and nature, and to do so many wonderful things. And once people understand that every thought and feeling that they have actually impacts life, then they become a lot more conscious of what they're emanating through their auric field, and they can then utilize it for beautiful, good things to help people.
Well, I've been following over many years, you know, they've been photographing the human aura with curling photography, and there's been a lot of science on the fields, you know, around the fingers and, you know, the pictures of this and a strong aura and a weak aura. And there's also been a lot of studies on, for example, the power of music and different sounds and energies externally that affect the aura. And of course, the internal thing, the internal disciplines for magnifying aura are as ancient as yoga, but there's all kinds of disciplines like sun gazing that I've been kind of really fascinated with, and I do occasionally myself, you know, early in the morning, there's a certain way to do that, and there's just a lot of other disciplines involved, but there's a lot of common sense things too, and that's something I'd like to get into more, things that impact the aura both positively and negatively.
Right. Well, this book is the culmination of a series of three books, and the first were from a master named Kathumi, K.H., who helped found the Theosophical Organization in the 1870s. The second book, Joel Kuhl, Intermediate Studies, and finally now this one by El Moria, who dictated 33 very lucid and amazing what we call heart streams, because what happens is I attune my heart to the heart of the divine, and through my heart and mind connection, there flows this beautiful, resonant, amazing, alchemical stream of words that edify, that lift us up, and it's like a pulsation of perfect divine love that comes through. And the mindfulness, the message is just amazing. So you mentioned solar gazing. That's one of the key things that's in the book. Silent meditation and a time of stillness is imperative for all of us. And then a focus on the great central sun is one of the other very important things, and realizing that we all have what we call a solar presence, or our divine self. And if people could see their divine self fully, it really looks like a blazing sun. And so a lot of this book is about developing solar awareness or solar consciousness, and so we share how to do that.
Well, if I can digress just a minute into this concept of solar awareness and the great central sun, of our galaxy, some people refer to Alpha Omega or Mother, Father, God. There's a lot of science on the quantum field, the source field, the unified field, you know, and heart coherence, dealing with the energies of and the frequencies of holy compassion, which are a function of the golden, it's like the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. And they know this now with the science of heart coherence. There is a frequency that resonates in the field with the heart of creation, the great central sun, the solar, you know, logi. It's like a step down from, you know, the highest, you know, center of the galaxy through solar systems and to into our a galaxy and our sun and our, you know, the Earth field is all part of the same quantum field, and there's this standard, you know, of heart coherence now that's being recognized with all kinds of the global heart coherence initiative and different projects that are recognizing this, you know, what I've always understood as the great central sun, you know, beloved Alpha and Omega, and how this actually resonates, you know, with one's presence, you know, I am presence, solar awareness, with this frequency of holy compassion, and it's again, it's there's the science of this. There's actually one individual I had on the radio talk show, Dan Winter, to hear this last year, that has a $18 application for smartphones that actually shows when you're with again an algorithm with your breath, with your breath rhythms, and with your voice patterns, can actually determine whether you're in heart coherence or not. I mean, you know, so the science of what you're referring to here is so contemporary with these this, you know, this quantum science coming out with people understanding that there are ways to center and connect in your heart and magnify your aura with a resonance that actually resonates with the heart of the universe.
Yeah. You know, one of the key concepts that I've discovered is that every cell of our being has a central sun in it.
Mm-hmm.
And every planet actually has what's called a sun of even pressure in the center of it. So
yep.
Everything in the cosmos actually reflects the design that the great central sun has. And it makes sense because the Bible says we were created in God's image and likeness.
Yep.
And I believe that. And therefore, if God is this great central sun in the very center of the cosmic hub or the divine egg, then we are that same thing. And in our true essence, our divine self, we are this sun, and that sun is replicated within every cell of our being. And I've been, and you may have had dark field microscopy done,
yep,
where you see your blood cells. And the thing that amazed me most, as they show what's under the microscope on a computer screen, is that every cell had this little blazing light in the center of it.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by that. And
yeah,
it makes sense that we are, you know, the Holy Spirit is there right within every cell of our being. And when we meditate, go within and focus on that light, it's amazing what we can do. We can heal ourselves. We can heal the earth because we're energetically one with every other being. And that is coherence. That's the most,
yep,
amazing aspect of the quantum field, is that we are one with all life. And now science is teaching us this, you know, physics, the new physics, is all spiritual. And you know this. And
yeah,
so understanding the quantum field and understanding frequencies, vibrations, and what I call radiation, we can amplify the light from within us outward through our auric field and actually affect all life on Earth. And this is how the mystics, the adepts, the true masters have done it, to provide a beautiful divine resource and impetus to raise life.
Yeah, law of the one, as above, so below, as within, so with all.
I have to tell you one quick story. You mentioned the solar logoi. And
yeah,
in 2005, we went on a pilgrimage. We visited all 21 Catholic missions in California in 8 days. And when we were at this one mission that was kind of obscure in the central part of the state of California, there was a heart stream from the solar logoi. And during that message, the temperature in the air, entire area where we were, about 12 people, increased by about 20 degrees instantaneously.
Really?
When the solar logoi came. And then when the message was over, it went back to like, you know, 80 degrees. It was about 80. It went up to about 96, and then it went back down. And everybody felt it. It was an amazing experience. So I have to tell you, these divine beings known as the solar logoi are cosmic, and the radiation that they emit is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, and I really understand when I said the quantum physics, that the atomic level, the nucleus is like a sun, and on a cellular level there is a nucleus which, again, as you saw, carries that light. And the DNA, you know, on a cellular level, then the nucleus of the cell is like a spiral helix resonator for the field, you know, the quantum field, again. So it aligns the cell on the level of the energies of universe. I mean, the energies of what I sometimes refer to as heart coherence, the frequencies of love. It's just like the glue that holds the universe together. And it's just amazing that the whole body then is like an aggregate of all these atoms, cells, tissues, organs, you know, and electrons that are in this order, you know, that the auric field represents with the seven chakras, as corresponds to the seven glands that regulate everything in the body. You know, the homeostasis and healing through the glands corresponds on an energetic level to the chakras, and the understanding of, you know, harmonics at a core atomic level, cellular level, auric level, you know, goes back to this, you know, basically this heart coherent, this coherent love energy. And I've seen this come through your work, David, over the years, where, you know, it's just the frequency is tangible. And I understand that, you know, the masters will use whoever they can, and the fact that you have a harmonic momentum going with your music and your compositions and your, you know, your and your devotional CDs, that you are one of the handiest tools available.
I actually have 10, released 3 more since the last time we talked. But
really,
you kind of mentioned this heart coherence, and one of the great organizations that's promoted that is HeartMath, and they've shown that the heart is energetically much more powerful than the brain.
That's right.
We think of the brain as this great oscillating field of consciousness. Well, the heart actually is putting out a field that is
thousands of times stronger. It's thousands of times stronger. The EKGs versus the heart rhythms of the, you know, electroencephalograph of the heart. It's just it's a massive field, and the brain's kind of like the subdirectory.
Yeah. So the heart actually has wisdom, and one of the terms the masters have used through me is heart mind connection. And when we have the balance of the two hemispheres of the brain, then we're not just left brain or right brain. We're complete brain. We're whole brain.
Yeah.
And that brings about this amazing level of coherence. I think that's what allows it to happen. And when we are connected and become co-creators with God, and this is what the exciting thing about the Aquarian Age now dawning is, that we are coming to the realization that we are co-creators. That frees us from this ancient sense of being sinners, less than, you know, we're evolved from the ape, which I don't really believe. And, you know, we were created in this divine matrix. And so it's really, it frees us, and it also gives us a sense of responsibility to use the energies vouchsafed to us in our created selfhood for the highest purposes of the cosmos. And therefore, this book, to me, is so freeing to the soul, to the spirit, because Almoria brings us from the great central sun down to the tiniest subatomic structures within our being, and he talks about just amazing new thought that is alchemical and is just blessed to help us to get past the current cycle and to move into this Aquarian age of divine love and freedom.
Well, I really believe the solution to all the world's problems, you know, which is largely at this stage of human evolution, you know, so much of the left brain linear letter of the law, you know, patriarchal values on war steroids, and the solution to that is just the opposite. It's when I say right brain, I'm talking about spherical or whole brain, you know, balance that represents more of the divine feminine, heart-coherent love energies that, you know, unity and diversity, or unity conscience is a word that's out there a lot, and that unity conscience is, again, the co-creation as above, so below, you know, the kingdom of heaven within us, and a relationship with source, or divine love, or God, or, you know, this conscious relationship of how it's all connected that your book gets into in, with brilliant metaphors. I love the different exquisite metaphors that you have in the book that are thought forms, visualizations, you know, conceptual frames of reference for really grokking, or otherwise getting it, that it is connected, and the only thing that keeps us from being connected is the sense of separation that causes all suffering, you might say.
Well, we are powerful spiritual beings having a human experience, as others have said, and the empowerment that comes when you read a book like this, because the master has embedded divine symbology within it and what we call engrams of light, so that when you read it, you're actually infused with these spiritual essences that go deep within your being, and they take root and seed within you. And then when you're meditating or when you're going about your business during the day, they start to sprout and germinate and become very effective in helping you to change maybe your thought processes to a more sublime realm and ideation, and you become very much more mindful. You realize that because every thought and feeling you have does affect and impact life through this butterfly effect, that you choose to live in the light and to emanate light and the highest frequencies from your heart through all of your chakras, aligning them in this perfect synchronicity. And then you as a starry being can really impact everyone in your auric field, which starts to expand into greater realms and dimensions and what some call multiverses. And I just am so heartened to have felt the impact on me, as I was really the instrument for this teaching. Not, it really came through me. It wasn't mine. And by God's grace, it's here to help encourage us. And there's a special comet in the heavens that's come of late. And I truly believe that this comet signifies this teaching coming to the earth through the Master El Morya, and that it's here as a sign in the heavens that we are now at a crucial point of having to embrace a higher walk with the divine, and we have to get past the duality that most of mankind has embraced, that we see through the media, we see out picturing now in the Middle East, and it's about time that we put away armaments, we put away everything that is divisive and that separates us, even the concept of different countries and nations. Do we have to have all of this schism and isms and different religions that divide us? We are all of one God. It's time that we start living in this oneness. And I have to say that there's one key part in the book. El Morya gives us a beautiful prayer, and he says, "I am one, I am one. I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expand through my heart. Love expand through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one. 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 We are one in the great central sun." So that's a little mantra that's easy to memorize after you give it about, 30, 40 times. And we've incorporated into a beautiful ritual that we call Vesta's Solar Rosary. And it utilizes kind of the matrix of a Catholic rosary, but in a New Age delivery that brings us to oneness, brings us to perfect harmony, peace, and prosperity. Because liquid sunlight, or sunlight precipitated, is gold. And we can have that gold flowing through our veins as a kind of a liquid illumination within our being that brings us greater mindfulness and spiritual authenticity.
Well, I know this is going on. Sometimes I refer to it as the thinning of the veil. There's people all over the world, basically, with the same mantra of unity conscience or unity in diversity or universal freedom and love, global unity beyond, borders, and basically going from the compartmentalized thinking, with a sense of division and separation to a sense of a new intuitive knowing that there is a connection that transcends division, and that there is a resonance, that there's it's like the prayer of desire is not seldom the prelude of the revelation, and it's the pure intention, you know, I sometimes say, focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in this unity dimension. And I get carried away sometimes. But anyway, this concept of intuition and just knowing, I highly recommend, you know, people can get into your book. And this is the kind of stuff I do. Now, this may sound a little off the wall, David, but I love getting into your book and going through it sometimes front to back, or just opening up a section and reading it. And before I go to bed, and I put the book under my head to do an Ed Casey, and just intuitively, you know, making the calls that, you know, my higher self just accesses the Akashic records, you know, the source code for the human aura.
Well, that's how I got my start in understanding that we did have an aura, was through reading Tom Segura's book, There is a River, about Edgar Casey. And mm-hmm. once I heard the concept about the aura, I was intrigued, and I knew I had one. And I fasted for 7 days when I was 18 years old, and about the fifth day, I started seeing this light energy field around people and around everything.
Wow.
And about the seventh day, I could start to see the colors more definitively. So what I've discovered is that fasting and prayer brings the Holy Spirit's gifts into play in our lives when we consecrate our hearts to a divine purpose. And it's not for ego aggrandizement. It's not for personal vainglory or anything like that. It's to glorify God, magnify the Lord, as Christians would say. And it's amazing what will happen when you open yourself up to the Divine One and ask to be used as an instrument. And, of course, I feel this book is a gift from heaven to earth for our time. And I really feel that those who will take it up and read it will have transformed lives. And they will be able to maintain a charged energy field that will help them through the duration of their life to live beautiful, reverent, and holy lives. And my goal when I was in second grade in the Catholic school was to become a priest and a saint. And I'm not saying that I'm either one now. However, I do believe that an understanding of the halo, which now we call the aura, is important because Jesus manifested. And how was he able to perform miracles, walk on water, command the storm to be calm? He had a perfect connection with his source that he called the Father. And because of his alignment with pure light, he radiated such an energy field that people felt it. They were healed instantaneously when they touched his garment, or when he decided that they were worthy by their faith. So it's amazing what can be done, and I believe that miracles will ensue, transformational alchemies will begin for every person that accepts this higher walk with the light. Because really, when we understand that the aura should be charged with light, then what we do is we walk in that light throughout our day.
The prayer and fasting is huge. The rituals of basically just body cleansing, so that, I mean, the body with metabolism goes through two processes. It's either assimilation of nutrients or elimination of waste. That's what metabolism is. And when you stop assimilating, you begin eliminating. And that whole process of eliminating waste then clears the cellular biological terrain of toxins that weigh down and basically block vital light in life processes. So it just, you know, to me, it's like stands to reason. And I've known different spiritual disciplines, you know, that will all agree in one way or the other, you know, on the fasting, you know, maybe 3 days a month, maybe once a day, once a week, or every other week, or, you know, quarterly, maybe, during the year, maybe, you know, 3, 4, or 5 days, but the idea of periodically cleansing with the intent of providing a better chalice, you know, on a cellular, you know, whole body and a whole body level for more light, more energy, more vigor, vitality, etc. And it's real well known among naturopaths that's, you know, and it used to be, you know, when, you know, the healthcare system that you went into a hospital, the first thing they gave you was, you know, a cleansing ritual called the enema. but the candy stripers apparently got sick of that, and they had a drug for that, you know, actually compounded the problems with more symptoms to treat with more drugs. And the healthcare system has been struggling ever since. But, you know, all that aside, you know, there's self-care is, you know, what, 97.5% of healthcare. And I believe that, you know, it really begins at the top. You know, you got body, mind, and spirit, but it's really the spirit. You know, it's, when I say, you know, it's that the core healing begins spiritually, is that everyone has, you know, God-given gifts and resources and talents, and that's the way they came in to manifest those. And, you know, everyone has highest and best gifts and talents that are quite often like, you know, a latent image that is undeveloped, like a latent capability that's undeveloped. And as they become more conscious of how they're conscious, and that's largely what your book's dealing with on the human aura, that there's numerous ways to use the book as a tool to kind of tune into an awareness of how you're aware, you know, how you're aware physically, mentally, spiritually. And I think just opening oneself up to the spirit, just, you know, with a pure intention to know better. And, of course, intuition is just knowing, you know, the Edgar Cayce thing. And what you went through that really inspired, you know, with prayer and fasting, inspired, you know, your work of your life with your gifts and talents being magnified and qualified. I think everyone can do that. I mean, it's the divine destiny of everyone to do that. And that's what I'm really excited what you're doing, the book tour. I mean, I'm with you. I mean...
Well, one of my favorite chapters is called The Fragrance of the Aura. And, you know, the aura is such a visual thing that we don't necessarily think that it also encompasses other sensory stimuli. And the fragrance of the aura, if you'd indulge me, I'd just like to read a little bit. It says,
okay,
on the chapter 17, with the accelerated advancement of all manner of electronic and digital technologies now used by humanity, there has concurrently been a most stark and marked decrease in the glow as well as the fragrant aroma of the human aura. The bombardment of and interference with the naturally elastic and energetically impervious flow field of light around you, with numerous unseen microwaves and other harmful extremely low or high frequencies, has resulted in the hardening of its protective membranes and allowed new and more dangerous physical, astral, and mental influences, toxins, and illnesses of body, mind, and soul to manifest upon and within your world. This has reached alarming levels, such that the Master Lanello has called it a dangerous plague that has been purposely obfuscated by various industries and the powers that be. Man's disenfranchisement from nature has almost made him into an automaton, willing and ready to respond to every stimulating and ad form generated by the evil wizards of Madison Avenue, every whim of the Hollywood jet set, every pre-programmed matrix of illusion by the proponents of delirium and darkness in the rock, rap, and jazz music industries. To break free from the mass consciousness and its continual harboring and promulgation of the recurring records of violence, destruction, and war requires a new thrust of spiritual purpose, a conscious return to divine principles of light. So he goes on, yet, you know, the chakras are made of these petals. And what are petals? Well, we think of flowers, and what do flowers do? They typically emit aromas. So every chakra of our chakra system emits a frequency which is accompanied by this beautiful aroma. And when we are in balance and harmony, we actually can emit through our entire auric field very sublime aromas. And sometimes I've noticed that when masters are present, you may smell especially a rose fragrance or the fragrance of violets or honeysuckle or other amazing aromas. Sometimes they're kind of mixed. Jesus emanates a jasmine smell and aroma. And El Moria, frankincense. It's truly amazing to be in the presence of great spiritual beings and not only see them energetically and feel their vibration, but also to have the aroma of their magnificent presence. So I believe one of our purposes in life as co-creators is to emanate the most beautiful frequencies, aromas, and not noxious but pleasing divine scents to be a blessing to all life. And if nature does this in its essence, and we are part of nature, then let us do it. So this chapter was especially fragrant to me.
You know, that is really resonates with me because this year my partner has she's just a wonderful gardener. She's a master gardener. We have these wonderful gardens around the house, and one on the east side, when the sun comes up in the morning, you know, a lot of the flowers are heliocentric. They will actually move with the flowers, and a lot of the lilies, you know, will open up with light. It'll be daylilies. And there's this scent that comes off of the echinacea flowers when the sun hits them in the morning that is just this incredible. And there's these purple violet flowers, you know, that's got this yellow center in them, like the great central sun. And there's like these rays coming out from these flowers, these echinacea. And, of course, you know, physically, you know, echinacea has extraordinary effects on the immune system. But these flowers have the most incredible fragrance that just really sends me, you know. And this is, you know, in the morning as the sun's coming up, and it's like the garden wakes up and it just emits this extraordinary fragrance. And, again, this is the model of natural law, nature's law, nature's, you know, principle. You know, it's heliocentric, following the sun, you know, in resonance with the sun and harmony with, and again, there's this blossoming and flowering and the opening of the petals with the natural light. And it's the same with the chakras of the human aura, with harmonic frequencies, with devotional music. And I really highly recommend some of the listeners try some of your devotional CDs, because I've found them. I know people just play them all the time in the background.
Thanks. One thing I forgot to mention, in the middle of the book, there are 16 beautiful images by a master artisan named Mario Duguay, who's French-Canadian, lives in the Montreal area. And these are absolutely stupendous, and it's hard to describe to the listening audience over radio. However, they're just—they're all nature scenes primarily.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful flowers and gardens, and then juxtaposed are these amazing images of auric fields and light radiation coming out of people and descending from heaven, and people going toward the sun, and it's just one person meditating, and there's a sphere of light around them. So the book is, you know, $16.95, it's worth it just for the images, and yet the message, of course, is important. My wife and I have become supernal gardeners, like your you know, beloved, and we have sunflowers that are 10 feet tall now in our garden, and our lilacs just, oh my gosh, you know, the lilac bushes in the spring are just...
Oh, yeah, tall. We have them all around. We have them all around the one side of the house.
So I think that the metaphor of nature is important. And on the cover of the book is this woman in a spherical aura with light coming out of her hands as flames. And then there's a ray coming from her divine source right into her crown and into the heart. and she's just meditating in silence and emanating this beautiful, mystical, and perfectly balanced field of light. And I believe that's what we all are in our essence. And when people, just imagine, when everyone gets it and starts doing this, every disease, every problem on this earth will disappear because people will become these suns of light.
No, it's true. It's more light, easier, and faster is my motto. I mean, you know, there's a thing about light on all levels, you know, that physically, you know, it's you have more light in a darkened room, and there's the positive aspect of it. Of course, you can see what you're doing, but you're also going to see more dust and dirt and, you know, that you never saw before. And that's part of the equation, is that once people become more conscious of how they're conscious, they're going to realize where they were unconscious, where they were unconscious. They're going to be of old habits that they weren't even thinking about, that they had. And it's like this healing process of more light on all levels. You're going to see, again, more problems and of course, more light, you know, on the problems, you know, bringing light to dark places disperses the darkness. You know, it's like this is what I think is going on with the thinning of the veil. People are waking up eternal salvation, and some people are waking up to eternal contempt. In other words, they're waking up to problems, you know, in our government, in our healthcare system, in our, you know, in our institutions, economics and otherwise, that they never really thought about before, and they're realizing, you know, just how really bad it is. But there's another part of it too, that their solutions become self-evident too. It's just like a little shift of the gaze. Like when you're at a high mountain lake and you can look into the lake, and with one shift of the gaze, you can see to the terrain underneath the lake. It's like looking into the subconscious or the unconscious. But another shift of the gaze, it's reflecting the mountain peaks in the heavens, just with a little shift of the gaze. And so with the thinning of the veil, everyone has a choice. They can basically reflect the heavens, or refract, you might say, through the surface of their consciousness, the stream, you know, stream of consciousness, refract through the surface into the unconscious patterns that have been running them. And I don't know anyone that doesn't increase their awareness of old habits that, you know, are and some of them that are just unconscious, that isn't somewhat discomforted. But, you know, the real comfort flame, or, you know, the Holy Spirit comes with just knowing, you know, intuitively that heaven is like waiting. It's there. It's, you know, and it's like the intuitive knowing of where it's all good. You know, it's, and again, the unity conscious, the heart coherence, the freedom and love, the spirit of the Aquarian dispensation.
That great. Hey, I got to tell you one thing. Brinkley. My wife Mona and I bumped into Dan and Brinkley on a cruise that my wife won. And he was invited as a guest of another guy who won a cruise. And so we're on the same boat going around Cuba, believe it or not, visiting the Cayman Islands and the Grand Cayman and Jamaica. And we had dinner with him. And, of course, Daniel Brinkley, for those who may not know him, has died three times, come back, been to heaven, written three beautiful books, is working on his fourth. But he gives an endorsement to the book on the back. It says, an extraordinary book that will transform how you think about who you are and what is possible in your life. The much-anticipated Advanced Studies of the Humanora reveals new dimensions of spiritual growth and awareness that will take you farther, deeper, and higher. Now, the reason I mentioned Daniel is because he sees auras. And, you know, the first time he saw my wife, he kind of takes me aside and says, you're a lucky man, David. You chose well. I have a story when I first met my wife that I was blown away by her aura. And it was pure white and just golden white light. That was it. It was just pure white light. And I started crying, and I just said, I'm honored to be in your presence. And I meant it from the deep, you know, the bottom of my heart. Well, we all have these people that we run into who we resonate with, who, you know, we match frequencies at a certain level, who we know are emanating love and light and joy and happiness and divine brilliance and radiance. So that's part of the purpose of this book, is to help us all be that, to be joy. We have a website called advancedstudiesofthehumanaura.com. You can look and see more about the book. You can order it through Barnes & Noble, and we prefer that people go to Barnes & Noble either online or in the stores, order it, or you can go to Amazon.com, or you can come to theheartcenter.org and order it, and there's links to all of these on our Advanced Studies of Humanaura website. We also have a Meru Press website, and that tells all about the book. There's a beautiful two-minute view of the book.
Book trailer. The book trailer, yeah.
Really cool, and it's also on YouTube. And I'm going on this 26-city tour, and I'm, you know, going all over the place, and I would be happy to sign the book and to help people in any way that I can to answer their questions.
Oh, that's something I'm looking forward to, David. You know, you're getting out there with people, getting the chance to meet you personally, and hopefully, you know, them getting a copy of the book, you can personally autograph it. But I've put some of those links up on the website, on the Cosmic Love website. There's a link there regarding the show they can click on, and it's got those links that you're referring to the book, the Meru Press, with the book trailer, and
I'm leaving Friday, September 13th, going to Denver, and then I'll return home on October 3rd. And we have an upcoming Meru University course with the Archei of the Seven Rays. And by the way, we have a course that we taught on this teaching on the Advanced Studies of Humanaura back in 2010, which is still available for people to take that course if they like. And it actually was two courses that we combined, and it was amazing. This was the original delivery of this teaching, and there was a lot of discussion by the students. They had very poignant stories of their own to share about the aura and their interpretation of it, their experience with heightened states of consciousness through which their auras blaze forth light. So anyway,
This is on the heartcenter.org website, and I would assume that's you've got your itinerary where you'll be speaking and when is on heartcenter.org also?
Exactly. Right on the front page, there's the first thing, Autumn Equinox Lecture and Book Tour, Heart Streaming for Solar Consciousness. You can click on it, see the whole tour, and I'll be giving heart streams every day during that entire time by Ascended Masters. And then if you hover over Meru University, you can see the different pad.
Well, David, we're going to have to do a wrap. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we'll be finishing up with a short meditation before the next show that's coming on. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Christopher. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. a new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.